Here we go. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the final Chip and Drip of 2021. I am Chip at Chip Verge, joined by JD at DUI underscore of underscore JD from ddrippy.net, ddrippy underscore net. What's going on, JD? How's life? How's it hanging, brother man?
It is what it is, baby. I'm here. I'm here so I don't get fined. I'm here.
I don't know. You're Grandmaster Drippy, according to Adam.
I mean, I do mix it up, D. Mix it up.
What is up, Matt? What is happening? We got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Lots and lots to talk about. So I'm gonna get the sponsors right out the way. Do those good things because the people are taking care of us. So of course, Statement Game is a fun free twist on fantasy sports. Make sure you're checking them out. The AATSportsNetwork.com slash too many underscores in my life now. Shop by the great merchandise we have. Symbol.com, use the promo code AAT Sports when you sign up. La Terrain luxury watches, get your bling on. This is an Apple Watch, I don't know why I just did that. Use the code AAT Birds to check out for 10% off. Funkbrewing.com, and of course, manscaped.com is partnered with AAT Birds. Use the code AAT Birds for 20% off and free shipping at checkout.
Don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh,
your balls will thank you.
That's transmitting the COVID around the world, like you doing that.
You know what? I can just look, the fun on our show is contagious, and that's okay.
Why? Every time you do it, I know it's coming, and you do this like weird thing, but it's like you have like a frog in your throat.
Well, right now I do. Right now I actually my voice has dropped like 4 decibels. Because my fine viewers, I am positive tonight that I'm positive for COVID. So I found out today, that I got the vid. I have just enough energy to do this show right now. It was touch and go for a while, let me tell you, it absolutely drains you of all energy. And let's just talk about it right away. We have to have this conversation. I know we had it last week and it was, you know, in regards to the Eagles and a football team from Washington and moving games around and whether or not they should just shut it down and the NHL shut it down and basketball is now allowing, you know, players to come out of the big three league. You know, Joe Johnson's relevant in the NBA again. AI, they're going to unretire number three so he can play a couple minutes for the Sixers. I mean,
huh?
Let me just be. I'm joking. They're not. AI's not playing.
Oh,
I know Don's watching, and he tweeted out. He's like, I would love to see Allen Iverson come out and play with all these new, you know, COVID shortnesses.
What up, Don?
I'm like, hey, let's make older guys, probably with immunocompromised systems, come out and play in a time of COVID. But here's a statistic for you. Okay.
Why did you try to sneak that in like we wasn't going to catch what you said?
Yeah. If the NFL won't move games because of COVID, then Chip won't move his show. Respect. Yep. Exactly. So here's my thoughts, right? Adam Schefter put out the statistic. last year, the entire regular season through the Super Bowl, there were 262 player positives. Okay? 262 player positives. They still got through a whole season. No fans, fine, whatever. In the month of December, there were more than 400 positives. And that's with a vaccine. That's with a booster. That's with all these protocols. As Adam just shared, there's five Eagles. There's five Flyers on the COVID list. The game that's happening tonight, which is going to be another point of our talk, has 22 members of the same team on the COVID list.
I'm not even watching. I don't even know. I forgot there's football on. Like, I'm out of my fantasy.
It's the Dolphins versus the Saints. And the Saints are starting Ian Book, who wasn't even on the team a week ago. And they flew in Blake Bortles to be his backup.
Hold on, wait. You talking about Ian Book from Notre Dame?
Yup. He's playing quarterback. You know what he's already done? Thrown a pick six.
And then you gotta love that guy. He did all. He all, that's all he did at Notre Dame. I love that guy. He was Clemson's favorite player.
The NBA set a record for most players used in a season ever, and we're not even halfway through the season. JD.
Nope.
Yeah, Matt. The Saints sent a text to Drew Brees, and he sent him a picture of him golfing. I'm good. JD.
Nope.
Is it time to shut it down for a month?
No. It's not going to change anything. Nothing is going to change. Even if we shut it down for a month, we've already shown, like, shutting it down will do nothing. You're not going to stop people from getting it. People are still not going to go to their house and chill. They're going to treat it as a vacation. They're going to go to the Bahamas. You'll see Odell Beckham out with, like, girls in, like, bikinis. Like, you'll just see all this stuff, and it'll be like, why did we stop making money? Because you can't stop it. Which is something we're going to have to learn to live with. Like, I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people out here. I had COVID almost a month ago now at this point, and it sucked. But we're going to have to learn how to live with it. Like, they learned how to live with Spanish flu at some point, and then they learned how to live with regular flu. We're just going to have to learn to live with it.
And I get you on that. You know, I do. I understand you on that. But at the same time, and this was kind of always my concern when it came to even doing this in the first place, like, okay, bringing back baseball and bringing back things. Is this the most important thing right now? And again, you're talking to a guy who runs a sport podcast, who lives and relies on sports. You know, you're the same way. We talk sports all day, every day. But is this the most important thing right now?
I mean, it's not, but at the same time, it serves a purpose. Like, and I hate saying it because it's going to sound cliche, but sports sometimes takes people's mind off what is really, like, a problem. Like right now, like, a lot of people are dealing with, there's a lot of homelessness. There's a lot of people, especially in this area, there's a lot of drug use, a lot of drugs going around. I mean, people just want a break from the monotony of, like, what
it is. I get that part.
But so I don't know. Like, I don't know if you can just take it away. And honestly, for real, even if you take it away for a month, it's not going to change anything. You have to put people in bubbles. Like, and that's what we talked about last week. Nothing that we're going to say here is going to change anything, seriously. But I just don't know if you can. You can try. I mean, if you want to put your best foot forward and say, hey, we'll take a month off, you're just giving the players a month on vacation.
But you know what? You look at the way that, like, the NBA did things, right? And they put everybody into the bubble. And you look at the way that the NHL did things, and they had off-site stuff. You remove the fans because the fans are swarming things. You know, maybe there's so many other things that you can do. I don't think just sending them out to go play. Like, Washington football team had all those cases. There was no way that the best decision was then to have them go up against Philadelphia. New Orleans has 22 positive cases, including Malcolm Jenkins, both quarterbacks, and those aren't even the starting quarterbacks. So this is your Monday Night Football product. This is your best product. And guess what? The Dolphins and the Saints are both in playoff contention. This was the best decision. The Saints game, the Saints should have had to forfeit. That's what they said. If you don't have enough to field a team, okay, we have enough to field a team. I was the next phone call, and I haven't played quarterback since middle school.
Listen, Chip, we're not saying that this is right. We're just saying that the rules will change for certain teams. And now that you've changed the rules for one team, you had to change the rules for everybody, or it's favoritism. You know the only difference between favoritism and just bad luck is who it happens to. Like, that's
true.
It's the only difference.
And it happened to the Washington football team first, which makes me realize that Dan Snyder is the literal devil. He got a game moved. This Monday Night Football game wasn't moved. So New Orleans clearly does not have the same clout as Dan Snyder does.
Listen, look at Adam's comment. Adam's comment is not bad. I'm not mad about this comment, Adam.
No, get me in the playoffs. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you cancel the game, like, my thing was they should have never played this game. They should probably not play the game. Honestly, to be completely honest, they shouldn't play the game against Washington football team just because the fact that them boys can't stop beating on each other. Like, they can't. Put your hand in my face again. Is it?
Wait, tell me, did you?
I watched it in live action.
My favorite part of it, though, like, and I know you watch it live action. I'm sure you watch it on multiple replays.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch my man Casey Tuhill get the hell out of Dodge? Why former not? Eagle Casey Tuhill was like,
why?
All right, guys, I'm going to head out.
Because at the end of the day, both of those guys should be suspended.
Without a doubt. But it has to happen in-house. And what happened last night with Washington shows you everything that's wrong with that organization. The fact that neither of those guys was benched for the rest of the game. The fact that it was during an absolute disgusting slapdown of a blow. Like, that game was not close. And that was your big Sunday Night Football game. So now here you are sitting on your Monday Night Football game. The NFL has lost money with these two games. Lost money.
They're going to continue to lose money. The Washington football team is stink. They don't have a name. Look at the franchise. Like, what are we doing? Like, let's just be honest. Like, they're a team with no name. They're a team with no identity. They're a team with Satan as their owner.
Legitimately the devil.
I'm not really saying I've never seen his horns. But
it's because he likes to hide them in people who don't necessarily give consent that, okay, let's not. But you know what I'm saying. Like, he.
Oh, my God.
We're canceled. We're about to get canceled. But again, you have now created an opportunity to move games around, to do things to, you know, oh, well, this was the original rule in the memo that came out, but now I'm going to walk it back because it affected Dan Snyder's team. Like, look at what Dan Snyder has done this year. He's got a coach who should be on the hot seat, but Ron Rivera will not take the heat for it. He's got no really good – their best quarterback is Kyle Allen, and he's going to get some playing time this week, but Taylor Heinicke is still the guy they're going to go to. You've got investigations that have yielded nothing. You've got poop raining from your ceilings. But meanwhile, they're not out of the playoff hunt, and they just got their asses handed to them. Absolute demolition crew last night in Dallas.
What are we saying again?
The fact that how is this an organization in the NFL that gets to make decisions like, you know what, we're going to push this game to Tuesday. But again, 22 positive cases on the Monday night game, and Ian Book is your starting quarterback.
This is the same reason why you see players and people still showing up to those freaking games wearing red or garnet and gold. There should be no fans for that team. Like, if you were a fan of the Washington football team, I should be able to go. You should be able to get a – you know how they give out those little fake applications to become a part of a team? If you're a Washington football team – like,
yeah, it's like the star system. You can go purchase yourself a star.
Yeah, just – you know what? Like, you've been with a bad team long enough, you should get to choose whatever team you want to root for in the NFL, and they should just welcome you with open arms because you've had to
– Right, but like Adam said here, they were able to fly in those heated benches – to the dome in Dallas.
What are we doing here? Like, what are we saying? We know it's all about money.
But for me, again, going back to my original point, it's the idea that, look, you have to shut this down. And I know they're not going to, so this is probably me just, you know, I'm yelling into the wind, and I know that. But you have got to shut this down. You're saying that football is the most important thing right now. Meanwhile, you've got entire teams opting out in college football because why? It's bowl season, so they don't want to hurt their draft capital. You've got members of Penn State not playing their game. And you've got hockey still shut down. You got the best players in hockey not playing. You've got 10-day contracts to legends. You know, you've got your legends contracts for teams in hardship. Like, if you're in such a hardship, shut it down.
My thing is, you only hearing about this in teams that are in hardship. Like, you don't you think that Alabama, Georgia, and the teams in the Final Four, Michigan, you think their players aren't playing? No, because
but they are, because they're also doing the right thing. Like, you look at Michigan, they went and got a team booster.
Right, they got a team booster, but they're also quarantining. Nobody wants to lose opportunity to have to play the game. The reason that this is a problem for all these other teams, if you're playing in the butt crack bowl, like, of course you're not going to play if you get COVID. Nobody gives a shit. Like, and I might
watch that one.
And my team, the Clemson Tigers, are in one of the butt crack bowls, the Cheez-It bowl. It's like Wednesday. I didn't even know the game was Wednesday. That's how much I'm just not concerned. There's no winning. No, nobody cares. They play in Iowa State. I don't even care if they play or not. Like, that's why these kids aren't playing. But if you're playing for a natty right now, there's no way in hell COVID.
Oh, you're playing.
That's what I'm saying. It's an opportunity thing. It only matters if you're not in a contention to win.
Right. And that kind of going with that, right? So from Nick Sirianni's press conference today, he shared out that the Eagles are going above and beyond NFL protocols when it comes to COVID safety. Said that the quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew, and Reed Sinnott, are all going to be in separate rooms during their quarterback meetings and will remain isolated from each other during the week. So if Jalen Hurts were to get it, Gardner Minshew wouldn't, and Gardner Minshew would be good to play. If Reed Sinnott would get it, we wouldn't care because it's Reed Sinnott. If Gardner Minshew gets it, then Jalen Hurts wouldn't get it because he. So they're going above and beyond. Why? Because they're a team in contention and they know they need a quarterback. They've seen enough where a quarterback is a key position. You're seeing it tonight. Why? And yes, I would like to know who's sponsoring the Butt Crack Bowl.
Oh, Butt Crack Bowl is sponsored by
Charmin.
Charmin, yeah.
The Charmin Butt Crack Bowl.
I'm Charmin clean. Yeah.
Hate you.
Yeah, don't you love it? Dude, why is Deshaun Watson trending? Nick? Throw that back up, man.
What's that?
Deshaun Watson is trending on your Twitter.
Is he? Let's find out.
You popped it up. Might as well go with
it. Not intentionally.
You did it.
It's trending.
He did it.
I'm sick of the Deshaun Watson to Cleveland talk.
Oh, they need somebody. Like, Baker Mayfield is trash can juice. Like, he's that juice at the bottom of your trash can. Like, if you, like, put up, like, if, let's say, your wife says,
oh, he is. And we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. But, you know, it's the idea of the fire and the wanting to compete. The idea of putting something bigger than yourself first. Right? And it was something so stupid, right? Again, I said at the top of the show, I now tested positive for COVID. So I have not left my house. You know, we've had food delivered. We've had groceries delivered. In-laws have come up. Like, everybody's done the right thing. But we're supposed to be live at the West End on Sunday. Now, we're still going to be live at the West End on Sunday. But I told Jeff, Johnny, and Mike, I said, look, you guys have pregnant wives, young children, and health issues. If I do not test negative before Sunday, I will not be there.
This response.
It's just that simple. And Johnny responded back. He's like, that's the right thing to do. I said, I know. Like, and he goes, not a lot of people would do that.
Well, they wouldn't, because people look at, and I'm going to say this, and this is a true statement. If you wanted to be a part of the show, you could do the show from your house in your living room. We have technological advances where you should be able to do.
Sure.
That. They could put you up on the screen. People will still see you. What people get caught up in is they think that they're better than the 10-day for quarantine. Like, you're not better than that. Like, it's protecting other people. Like, it's no way I put anybody's life in danger to do a podcast.
Right.
Or go to a game or anything like that. Like, and that's what it is. Nobody wants to make the sacrifice to not spread it. So it's just going to keep spreading. And then I know it's everybody saying, well, it's herd immunity. And I get it. It's herd immunity. But I don't want to ever get COVID again, dude. Like, that shit sucked.
Like, dude, this is awful. My 8-year-old has it. Do you have any idea how sad it is watching an 8-year-old walk around the house with COVID? We told him it almost broke his heart.
And they don't understand it. Like, they don't really know.
No, he says to us yesterday, he goes, I don't have it. And we're like, well, how do you know that? He goes, because I'm not losing my hair. And that's one of the side effects. Because he saw a St. Jude's commercial and thought cancer was COVID. But he's more informed than a guy like Cole Beasley, who is legitimately taking shots at the NFL going, well, I feel fine. The rules are what kept me out. I've got a vaccinated teammate sitting in the hospital, and I had the energy to play even though I'm not vaccinated. You know, the real people know. Like, those who know, know. Like, shut your face.
So what happens if they suspend him?
He's already lost like $200,000 for COVID violations. I'll get the exact number. Hang on.
So, I mean, so is he like championing this? Is that what his thing is? Is he championing the, like the.
So at the beginning of this, so has cost him in the range of $100,000 per the league and union sources. He was fined $14,000 in August on a day where they, so just by breaking protocols left and right. Quote, just to be clear, this is Cole Beasley. COVID is not keeping me out of this game. The rules are vaxxed players are playing with COVID every week now because they don't test. One of my vaxxed teammates is in the hospital missing games. I'm sure he didn't get the same energy. Thank you for those who support everyone else. If you don't get what's happening, then there is nothing anybody can do for you.
This is who? Cole Beasley?
Cole Beasley.
I wouldn't know.
Now, mind you, this is the same guy who made it public knowledge that if you were not vaccinated and you were playing in a city where there were strong vaccination rules in order to go to games, he was buying tickets and sending you to games.
Say what?
So he plays in like, so he went to social media again, because he's a big social media guy. Says, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated. You know, we don't know what's in there, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you don't know what's in his teeth. If you've ever seen a picture of his teeth, holy crap, his teeth.
His teeth got COVID.
Yo, they are social distancing.
They are definitely socially distanced.
He said he would buy tickets for unvaccinated fans to go to games in other cities that have strong vaccination for fans rules. Like, you have to be vaccinated in order to go to games.
So is he trying to start like a riot? Is he like a part of like
what? He is trying to start shit.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, like, I'm just want to throw that out there. Okay. And Cole Beasley's who again?
A wide receiver for the Bills.
What's notable that he's done?
He's caught passes from the Bills.
But have the Bills won? Is he like top 20 receiver in the league?
And he's good.
I mean,
he is that short wide receiver Julian Edelman type.
That, you know what? I know Julian Edelman. I don't know this Cole Beasley character. That's probably what it is. You know, like some people that aren't very known for that shit that they do on the field, they got to get known for other things. That's the bees. Yeah, I've never cared less about anything in my life. Never cared.
There you go, number 11.
Nah, he looks. You know, Tila hates.
Hates this guy.
She hates Trevor Lawrence, but she really should hate Cole Beasley.
She does. She absolutely despises Cole Beasley.
Yeah, I think we should. I think I should put I'm gonna put in a call to T and let her know. Like, I want her to change her hate to solely on.
Oh no, she's an equal opportunity hater. You know, but again, the point is, I know it's not a positive idea, but like when I went home for winter break, again, as a teacher, I was told to make sure that I had everything that I needed in case we had to start 2022 virtually. So you're telling me that I have to teach kids from home, but football players can go out and make their millions.
And you know it's not fair. Why are we doing this? You know it's not fair. Like,
because
you know
I'm fired up. I'm sitting here with the damn thing on my winter break.
I get it. And it sucks. I told you that. I feel really bad for you. Like, I want you to be out like with your family and doing
shit. But I'm here.
You are here drinking tea. I should have drank tea when I had that shit, by the way.
It's also because I'm still waiting on my letter from Hogwarts. So
yeah, you're not getting it. They've shut it down. They're doing like a Champions League now. So I just want to throw it out there. And I understand what you're saying. Like, you're not wrong. Like, in no way, shape, or form, like, are you wrong? But people who are millionaires are going to be millionaires, and people who have been millionaires are going to stay millionaires. Like,
I know.
The regular Joes, like, they don't care about us, dude. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is what we got. This is our fame. This is it. This is what we get. Do you want to do?
And I'm cool with that.
Do you want to have?
I like my fame.
Do you want to sponsor a butt crack bowl? Yes, I do. Like, I would love to sponsor the butt crack bowl.
Yeah, that, by the way, is copyrighted, Charmin.
Yeah, you better call us. We want our bread.
Yeah. You know what it would be, though? It would have to be the Charmin butt crack bowl, right?
Sherman but Craigwell.
But it can only feature the number two teams from conferences.
Oh my god. Number one and number two.
No, just number twos, because you don't, if you're a guy, you don't really need the TP for number ones. You give a little wiggle and you're out.
But you gotta be equal opportunity, so you gotta open it up to women for number ones.
True.
I don't think T and Sarah would be very happy knowing that they weren't being included in this.
So do we need also the wet wipes bowl?
Yep. As well as the feminine hygiene bowl.
Oh my god.
The Kotex bowl will be a good one.
The Kotex bowl.
Playtex bowl. Hey.
I heard Kotex. There you go.
Playtex bowl.
What's wrong with you?
I am kind of, dude, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going on 4 hours of sleep. I told you that earlier.
We'd have to have some of the biggest douches there available.
We're going to get canceled off of TV.
Like, so let's talk about football.
Please, let's do that.
I came across an image today, and I shared it with you, and I would like to discuss this image right now.
Let's do it, brother.
Because I have some thoughts. So this is the image that I found, right? Where does your team stand? Now, the elite are the Cowboys, the Packers, the Chiefs, and the Buccaneers. Legitimate contenders are the Titans, the Colts, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Rams. Maybe playoffs, but that's it. Are the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Saints, the Eagles, and the 49ers?
Yep.
Playoff pretenders, Browns, Steelers, Broncos, Raiders, Falcons, Vikings, and Dolphins. And there's always next year the teams that have mostly been eliminated with the exception of, like, Washington, because they can still make it somehow. The Giants, the Panthers, Washington Lions, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Houston Texans, the New York Jets, the Bears, and the Seahawks. So looking at this right away, yes, and we know Beasley did not play in the last week because he tested positive this past week. And because of the 10 days when unvaccinated players, he had to miss probably two games. We are aware of that. Okay. Enough of the COVID stuff.
Beasley's trash.
He is. But I will say the Bills' offense has taken a big old nosedive recently.
They stink anyway.
Yes, they do. All right. Taking a first look at this, what is a glaring mistake? Glaring.
In your opinion. First of all, the Cowboys are not elite. I just don't think they're elite. Until they prove that they can get out of the first round and not choke, then they're not elite. I think they could be legit contenders.
I would agree. Now, they are in the running for the number one seed in the NFC. Their defense is what's really been supremely exceptional.
But you think about this. You give Aaron Rodgers a game against Dallas, and he's going to carve them the fuck up. And he's going to catch, Diggs, and the worst position every time. He's going to burn them for Devontae.
To me, say that Trayvon Diggs is the defensive player of the year. Because, yes, he has 11 interceptions, and that's a really sexy number. But he's also going to allow almost 1,000 yards receiving against him.
Oh yeah, he's never in position. He's not one of these lockdown corners like Jalen Ramsey or Slay. Like, he's not one of these guys. Like, he's a guy that
Darius Slay averages 30 yards receiving against him per game. 30 yards. That's it.
And I think what a lot of times it is sexy. He gets the picks. He's got the little.
It's sexy. It's a sexy number.
He's got the kids out here, and he's, you know, his little son's talking shit to everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying, like making his little comments. But at the same time, like, nobody's thinking about, like, they never show him when he's getting burnt in every game.
I mean, I see it because I'm an Eagles fan, so I go looking for that.
Right. But to say that you literally would say that Trayvon Diggs is a better cover man than Jalen Ramsey or Slay is asinine.
It shows a lack of knowledge about football.
Even Micah Fitzpatrick. I mean, I know he's on a crappy team. He's on my Steelers, and he sucks. I mean, the Steelers suck, but he's a great cover guy.
Right. Now, you look at a guy like Micah Parsons, I would make a bigger case for Micah Parsons as Defensive Player of the Year than I would for Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
Meanwhile, T.J. Watt is in position to break Strahan's single-season sack record.
But it doesn't matter because we stink.
Right. Johnny is saying that Dallas and the Rams should be switched. I think the Rams are right where they should be.
Yeah, they're not. I think it's only be three teams that are elite.
And I wouldn't put the Bucs as one of them.
I would. Okay, I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound really bad. Are you ready for me to say this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
I can never count out Tom Brady. I don't care with what team he was
on. You can't. That's true.
So he has to be elite because he is elite.
He is elite, right. But that team is injured beyond injured.
Yeah.
At the worst time.
But Antonio Brown is still Antonio Brown. He showed that. Like, he's still Antonio.
He did. He did.
He's still him. And he can – in the games that he plays, he can show up and he can be the best thing since sliced bread. I'm actually really worried about why they don't have the Patriots in legit contender spot. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see, Adam. Okay. I didn't even see
it. It's like Adam was literally reading the thoughts. Yeah. So, because again, you're looking at Bill Belichick, right? Bill Belichick has got that team. I think for me, the reason why they're not legit contenders, any kind of relying on Mac Jones. Right. You look at the elite. We agree that the Cowboys are too high up right now. But Even still, Dak Prescott is a very good quarterback in this league. You've got Aaron Rodgers. You've got Patrick Mahomes. You've got Tom Brady. You've got quarterbacks that are unquestioned.
I don't trust.
What's that?
I don't trust Dak Prescott.
Well, right. And that's what Jason's saying here, right? Dallas is close. Many are sleeping on them. Last night was the first game with every player healthy on offense. For sure. For sure. But that team lives and breathes by their defense.
Yeah.
And their defense putting them into position. Johnny's saying, I think that the Rams team making a Super Bowl with Goff. Now the Stafford are a better team. Packers are elite, but they always choke in title games. I think the Rams are right there. Okay. Solid case.
Not mad.
I'm not mad. I think that's a great comment. So, couple glaring mistakes to me.
Go ahead.
The Titans, as soon as they lost Derrick Henry, have to go down a step.
But they should. But you got to think about it. I don't know if this is going forward because they get Derrick Henry back maybe possibly in a week and a half. He's going to be reactivated. And that's scary because you see what A.J. Brown just did the other day. Like,
sure.
If Tannehill can play, like the thing about Tannehill is Tannehill just can't win you the game. But he won't lose you the game. He just won't win it. Like, it's kind of the
right, same but you can also say the same thing about Jalen Hurts sometimes.
But that was my point. He's not going to lose you the game, but he can go win you the game too. Like, he can make some plays in the clutch and he'll go win you the game too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I don't trust Dak Prescott because I've just seen too many games.
I don't trust Dallas as soon as it hits December on a calendar.
I know. It's weird. It gets weird in December. Man, they're the best. They're the best team in That's the best team in
They are the Ben Simmons
of
the first couple months of the NFL.
Why do you keep doing this? Like, why do you I come down here thinking you're not gonna bring him up? You bring him up every time you get a chance, and it's just like sore. Like, you know I got a scratch, and you keep pouring salt.
Next topic. Yeah, I don't trust Mike McCarthy. I think that he is actually one of the biggest reasons why Dallas will not make a Super Bowl. I think that they rely too much on Ezekiel Elliott when Tony Pollard is actually their best running back on roster.
Hold on, throw this one up there real quick. Jason said,
which one?
Eagles fans hate admitting when Dallas is good.
Dallas is very good. They are the best team in the NFC East, no doubt.
But look at
But their track record shows that when December hits, they fall apart.
Or we could just say that in the day, like the NFC, the NFC East goes by the name NFC Least because they've been so bad the last couple of years historically. Like,
yeah, you look at all the different winners. You only have to be good for one season,
and you can win
to win an NFC East. We were in contention as a 4-win team last year.
You were in contention as a 2-win team until like you won another game. Like, you started rolling this last couple months, and I mean, I'm with it. But Dallas isn't – I mean, am I saying that Dallas is going to beat anybody, like any of these elite teams in the NFC? Probably not. They will find a way to lose. But it's what it is. It is what it is.
Dallas – and Matt's putting it here, right? Dallas is the best team in the worst division. A different team will win it next year. It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles. Marking it now. So, another one I have a big issue with is the Arizona Cardinals being all the way down there. Now, I understand that they are on a downward trend right now.
Yes, sir.
I get that. Yes, so sir. Maybe this is fair for where it is right now. However, if they get their players back, they are a team that can not only win the NFC, but win a Super Bowl.
You said the Cardinals?
The Cardinals.
I don't know how they – I don't know what they – I don't know if they can get their act together because they're missing a big, huge part of that team, and he's a problem because they have to double it. Without DeAndre Hopkins, now your best receivers are A.J. Green and Christian Kirk and possibly Zach Ertz. And
but you also have James Conner in the backfield.
That doesn't scare me, though.
But it should because it's the same kind of offense that Philly can run with Kyler Murray's athletic ability, right? With Kyler Murray's athletic ability, you having a great running back there, you have the option, the read option back there. All it has to be is Kyler Murray finding the right guy.
Right, but what I'm telling you is that right guy doesn't require a double team. You can do single coverage on all those guys. Like, you don't need – like, DeAndre Hopkins requires a double team. That's why Christian Kirk and them eat when DeAndre Hopkins plays. Now, am I saying that they're not good? The Cardinals are good.
Cardinals are good. And as Jason's saying here, you know, they won three games with not just a backup quarterback. Let's pause our breaks there. With Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy won big games at Texas, period. And I don't even want – it's not even debatable. All right? The dude's a legend. Straight up. If you don't believe it, go read a book. All I'm saying is
– Colt McCoy was a great college quarterback. He was a great
college quarterback. Dude, like
– so was Ian Books, who's
– Ian Book was not – right. Ian Book was not a great college quarterback. Like, stop saying that. They got annihilated in every college playoff game they damn near played in. He was not elite.
He won 30 games as a college quarterback.
He played Notre Dame. They played like the school of deaf and blind, too. Like, by the way.
Right. So now Matt's saying one thing that he's going to point out is that the Jags are going to go from all the way from the there will always be next year to elite once they hire Doug Peterson as the next head coach.
Why do we keep saying that about Doug? Like, Doug. What makes you think that Doug Peterson is elite? Somebody make it make sense to me.
He's got a Super Bowl ring.
You know what? There's a lot of people. There's every garbage can gets a stake at some point. Just remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
So it's funny. Before we went on the air tonight, I was watching Time Hop, right, from a year ago when the Eagles had just played the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the shit slapped out of us. And I went on an absolute tirade about how Doug Peterson needed to be fired.
Did he need to be fired?
And Jim Schwartz needed to be fired because there had been zero player development. Mm-hmm. There had been zero adapting. They ran the ball five times against the Dallas team when they had Jalen Hurts at quarterback. Jay sounds very vaguely familiar to some of the issues that the Eagles were still currently having at the beginning of the season. And that if that's the effort that they had to put up against Dallas, then they needed to go. Flash forward a couple weeks.
Yep.
Right?
No.
Flash forward.
No, Johnny. I would not put it.
He won a Super Bowl. But you look at the way he set this team up. You look at the way that player, and this always happens, we know that. But you look at the way a guy like Russell Douglas, for example, developed once he was no longer here. A guy like Jordan Hicks develops once he's no longer here.
Isn't he a Cardinal?
Yeah. Mac Hollins developed once he was no longer here.
Nelson Agholor?
The idea that you are better going someplace else.
Adam's trying to bait me.
We're going to talk about that in a second because I want to talk about that.
You're a jerk, man.
Doug Peterson won games when they didn't matter.
Against a division that was like just riddled with like injury and shit. Like, come on, man.
And even the most famous thing that he is famous for, right? The biggest thing that he is famous for is calling Philly in the Super Bowl. He got a damn statue of it. He didn't call it. Nick Foles suggested it.
Booyah. And y'all got rid of that guy and the
Doug
other guy.
Peterson is a okay football coach.
That's what I'm talking about. That's all I wanted to hear. You know who needs to go to the Jaguars? And nobody's
going Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich or Eric Bieniemy. Either one of those.
Bieniemy's got to get a job somewhere.
I don't know what's wrong with him. I'm actually starting to worry, like, if something may be wrong with him. Vanilla.
Right, but it's the same thing that happened with, what's his name, up in Buffalo? Dable, right? Dabble, Brian Dabble. Same thing. It was the idea of, like, this hot-named coach, they didn't get hired anywhere. Maybe somebody knew something.
Toss Jason.
Jason, this is it. Doug Peterson is a good leader. He's not a good coach. This organization is terrible at developing talent. Now, you look at a guy like Nick Sirianni, and you cannot argue that Jalen Hurts has become a better quarterback since he started. He's still not a good quarterback. He's a great athlete. He's a great leader. He's a great teammate. He's an okay NFL quarterback.
Okay.
But he's developing.
Yes. And that's the thing. Who developed under Doug Peterson? I don't know.
Nobody.
Okay. So back to what we're saying. Why would you say
Carson Wentz regressed under Doug Peterson? So and you're seeing that. You're seeing that out in Indianapolis. He is definitely on a pitch count. He is definitely on a pitch count, and he's got an exceptional running game to bail his ass out a lot.
I'm not going to stand for this type of slander on the show. I'm not going
to. What, that Carson Wentz regressed under Doug Peterson?
I'm just going to – just in general, like, the dude's made out of porcelain. Like, nobody cares what Carson Wentz does. Like, we're over that shit. Like, okay, you had one hot game, dude. The last game before that, he was 5-for-12 in the entire game. Like, get the hell out of here with that. I don't want to hear about Carson Wentz. Like, then now people all of a sudden, 2017, Carson is back. He's not back. That dude will never appear again. It's not going to fucking happen. Sorry.
I don't care anymore about Carson Wentz. We got our draft pick. Now we're good. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, a question was asked a couple minutes ago.
Please put it up.
And I know you are a Steelers fan.
Come on, bro.
First off, I think that the Steelers are even ranked too high here.
No, we're good.
Okay, right where they are?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. Is Mike Tomlin,
there's always next year for sure because we're not going to win anything, but we got a chance to make the playoffs too.
All right, there you go. Is Mike Tomlin elite?
In my opinion, in my estimation, yes and no.
Okay.
The reason
is yours.
The reason that Mike Tomlin is elite is because he's never had a losing season in Pittsburgh.
Until this season.
This isn't really technically a losing season. Like, we got two more games left and we can break even. So technically, it wouldn't be a losing season. And this would technically, if he doesn't win some more, he would probably have a losing season. I don't know what their record is. But I believe Tomlin is elite for that very reason. He's always found a way to win games. And this year, honestly, I only thought we was going to win 3 games. I thought the whole reason for the season was to be the worst team in the league so we can get a goddamn quarterback. But if for whatever reason, we decide when I want us to lose, we're going to win games. Like, find a way to squeak games out. And that's to Tomlin's, like, it's his pedigree. He's going to continue to win. The reason I think he's a bad coach is because he should have benched Ben Roethlisberger 5 years ago. He should have been on the first thing smoking 5 years ago. We wouldn't be in this position. He could have had time to develop somebody. Didn't they go out and get – why did you go out and get Haskins? Like, I don't understand that. Like, why go out and get Haskins? Like, he's an expensive paperweight. Like, why did we go out and get him? Like, I don't understand it, but I won't be like the normal Eagles fan and be like mad and boo my players. Like, I didn't even boo damn Claypool when we could have won a game and the dude was sitting there posing for the camera. Like, listen, I know what this year is. A lot of people know what this year is. Even if you're an Eagles fan, you knew what this year was. So all of a sudden now Eagles fans get all mad when you say, oh, well, they're doing better than we thought. They're like, well, we're supposed to win more than this. No, you're not. You're actually
I have this team 7-10.
7 games.
Now we're just playing with house money.
Exactly. It succeeded. Did I think you would make the playoffs? Yes, because the fucking division is so shit that, yes, you would probably
Did you think we'd win it as a wild card? We get in the playoffs as a wild card.
Yes, I thought that from the jump. I just didn't know how many games it would be. Because I kind of knew Dallas was kind of a little better, and I just felt like they would choke. Oh, he had them at 4. That's
a- yeah, I had them at 7-10. I went on a podcast, and the guy was like, 12 wins is the low. I went, over the next 2 seasons? Like, what you talking about?
I had them, honestly, I don't know, on one of my podcasts, I actually had them winning 11 games. But they would have been 10 if they would have beat the Giants. So I wasn't that
And they should have, because you saw what they were able to do against the Giants. And that's where I'm like, look, you've seen the development of play calling. You've seen the development of some of the players. Yes, things definitely have to do, like Johnny's saying here, Eagles are doing better because they're healthier. Yes. Mm-hmm. We knew the second half of their schedule was easy. Yes. They played a bunch of backup quarterbacks and COVID decimated teams. All that's true. But you cannot do anything with your schedule that's given to you. All you can do is go out and win games. And that's what the Eagles have done, which in previous seasons, they would not have done.
Listen, they had that same schedule last year.
A lot of it.
I mean, outside of the, like some of the beginning games, like a lot of those games are the same. They still got the same division. Like those teams didn't get any worse. I mean, I guess they did, but you know.
And like we were saying last night on the post game, with the exception of a couple of the games, which was the Chiefs, the Raiders,
right,
and the Cowboys,
right.
We've been in every game. We even went toe to toe with the Bucks.
They only beat y'all by six.
I know. So with the exception of those three games of those of the four losses, we've been in all the games.
So let's do a little Doctor Strange action. Let's turn it back. Doctor Strange it. All right. So let's say you beat the Giants and then you beat the Bucks. We're having a completely different conversation.
You're 10-5.
You're having a completely different conversation going into these 2 weeks. Like,
right, Johnny, I agree. The final score was not indicative of what the game looked like the entire way. I know.
Listen,
I'm trying to prove a point. Yeah, they took their foot way off the gas. I understand that 100%.
I get it. We are doing it. We all get it. I get it. But at the same time, it's football, and they look at it for points. Like there, sometimes you get blown out, and it'll look better. Like you look at a score, like, man, I thought that game was closer. You might have thought it was closer, but it wasn't. This game was closer, and it didn't look.
The game yesterday was 3-3 at the half.
Yeah.
The final score was not indicative of that.
Right. But that's how it goes. You know, that's how it goes. That's why I play two halves.
Eagles have not beaten a good team. All right, let's
look it up.
Let's look at it.
Let's look it up.
Let me pull up the schedule real quick on my phone because I got it. So
the fact that you had that ready like that was
Johnny. I have it saved as a favorite along with my predictions.
Oh,
okay. See, I had them at 7-10, and I had all the outcomes. I've only been wrong on three of the outcomes, by the way.
Okay, that's fair.
Because again, I'm a team.
Did you have them beating Atlanta in the first game?
I did have them beating Atlanta.
Okay.
I had them beating Atlanta, losing to San Francisco, losing to Dallas, losing to Kansas City. Okay. I had them at 2-5 all the way up through Tampa Bay.
That's about right. That's about right.
Yeah, I was dead on right. My first one I got wrong is I actually had them beating the Raiders. They did not.
Uh-uh. Didn't they beat New Orleans?
I had them losing to New Orleans.
Exactly. So they beat New Orleans, right?
They did. But again, I don't consider whatever the dude's name is, Taysom Hill, to be a good quarterback. So, again, they have not beaten a good team as far as that goes. Our other wins are Denver. Denver is a decent team.
Denver is in this. Didn't Denver beat Kansas City? They beat some. Oh no, they beat somebody.
The Denver Broncos are a decent football team. We almost beat the Chargers. We beat Detroit. That was an easy one. We lost to the Giants. We shouldn't have. We beat the Jets. We were supposed to. So I can see Johnny's point. We haven't really beaten anybody.
You've only played really at that top 10. You've played two or three teams.
You can't argue with who's on your schedule. All you can do is beat the teams that are on your schedule.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let's look at this. So you play in the beginning of the season. You play Kansas City.
Yep.
They beat the shit out of y'all. You stayed in the game with the Bucks. And then you lost to LA? No.
The Chargers. On a game expiring field goal, if I'm correct.
Listen, guys. Listen, I understand the thought process behind it. I understand you've been bit in the ass at least 50,000 times. I get it. But this
team field goal is time expired.
This team is different, man. I'm telling you, this team is a lot different. Like in the past, I've seen them quit. Like I've watched them quit a lot of games. Like, and I haven't even been around that long. Like last year, that team used to quit all the time. They would just quit in the middle of the game. This team doesn't quit, and that should make you feel good, if nothing else.
It does. And look, Johnny, I totally get your point. I get the idea of this team is You know, they're just 500, and that's okay. This is a team that wasn't supposed to even be that good. Like, this was supposed to be a total rebuild. I think they're a little bit ahead of schedule. I think that I said this last night. Being a part of the playoff conversation, is much more than I had them for this year. And Matt, there was too many to name.
Oh, yeah. But that was a big one. That penalty, you guys had a chance to win it. Even in that Tampa Bay game that happened. That was actually the Tampa Bay game. Where the dude goes, you about to get the ball back from Tom Brady. Jalen Hurts had just went down and scored two possessions back to back. He probably would have scored, at least got a field goal range. Like,
and San Fran, same thing. Yep.
Why not? That's all I'm saying. Like, listen, I understand everybody's pissed. Everybody's on, like, we should be winning. I get it. Dude, I'm a Steelers fan, dude. Like, take it from somebody who's at the back end of being a winning team. Shit stinks. Join the club. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the fight.
All right. Speaking of fight, our last topic tonight.
Are you going to talk about the Washington football team?
No, I hate them. We're going to beat the hell out of them. We're going to save that for Wednesday night show, where we spend a lot of time in detail breaking down the game. I would like to have a conversation about this tweet.
Oh, God.
From the Clutch Sports Group, which is Ben Simmons' agent. Retweet. Also,
you got to throw out the, you got to throw out the fact that that's Adele's boyfriend, too.
Adele? Like, the hello? Singer.
Hello, it's me.
Hello. It's Rich retweet. Paul. To vote for NBA All-Star at Ben Simmons 25. Dude.
Ben.
Let's discuss.
There's 9,000 likes on that, by the way.
Yeah. There are 9,000 likes. There are 12,000 and a half retweets.
Yeah, think about that.
In the NBA, they are making a push for a guy who has refused to come play basketball because of his mental health.
Yep.
To be placed on an all-star team where he would have to represent a team that he is refusing to play for.
He would be have to represent the team. He would be representing Ben Simmons and team, whatever, who the two
but are. He has to wear the Sixers logo on his jersey.
Or he would cut it off. Just as a sign of rebellion.
Which you're so again, we are talking about Ben Simmons, who has exactly 0 games played, 0 minutes. He's averaging 0 assists, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 steals, 0 fouls per game.
There's hurt players that made the MVP that make the
last season. Klay Thompson made the MVP, made the All-Star game.
Yep, with 0 points, 0 assists, 0 anything. Yes, that's true.
Why is there this is a problem, right?
Why is there not an uproar?
Yo, Matt, because you want to know why? Because there you go. He is perfect from the free throw line.
He's 100%.
He's 100% from three.
This is his best year yet.
Like, this is absurd.
Listen,
right?
It's not, I mean, you just said it. It's actually not all that absurd. Klay Thompson made an all-star team without playing a game. He hasn't played a game in like 2 years.
But he is elite.
I mean, some might say Ben may be elite.
Some don't say that.
Well, that's what Maury says. That's why he wants this elite player back for him. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You wanted this conversation to go one way, and I'm about to flip it on you.
So you think Ben Simmons should be an all-star?
I say why not?
You know this is about to be the final episode of Chip and Drip, right?
All I'm saying is he's been an all-star the last 3 years.
Why would he make it without playing? All-star games are a joke in all leagues. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
I'm trying to see if I can find the current.
This will be the first All-Star game he hasn't made. But by the way, let's throw that out there just for you. I just wanted you to hear that.
So I'm on the Washington Post website, right?
Okay.
The East backcourt. This is the opening paragraph. There's definitely some new faces here. Ben Simmons is obviously out. given his ongoing absence from the Sixers, even though his agency, Clutch Sports, had the audacity to campaign for him on Twitter.
Why not?
While the unvaccinated Kyrie Irving is attempting a part-time return for the Brooklyn Nets.
And that's even crazier. So who's worse? Kyrie or Ben?
Ben.
Why Ben?
Because Kyrie is refusing to get vaccinated. That's one thing. That's that whole idea of a personal choice. And you know, okay, dude, get vaccinated so you can come play ball. But he plays in a city where there is a vaccination mandate. Okay. I do not believe in the part-time player thing. Matt, you're exactly right. The part-time player thing is not a joke. He was only going to play in away games.
He's nice with it.
So a couple years ago when I was in a band, we were looking on bringing on another singer.
Part-time singer?
And what was being – what's that?
A part-time singer?
So part of his charm was that we played down in Dewey Beach a lot. So he has a big Dewey Beach following. So we were only going to bring him for Dewey Beach. And I went, time out. Hold on. You cannot have a part-time member of this band and two separate shows. You can't do it. Because someone's going to come out to Dewey Beach and expect to see this guy and hire us for a wedding, and then we're not going to bring him, and they're going to get pissed off. He's either in or he's out. It's the same thing with Kyrie Irving. The idea of a part-time player is stupid. However, he's in a city where there's a requirement. Ben Simmons, there is nothing wrong with him. There is nothing wrong with him. He doesn't want to go where his feelings have been hurt.
Do we think that's all that it is?
I do. He doesn't want to get booed.
I don't think it can. I mean, all right, let me just throw this out there. I played ball for 20 years on a very high level, Division I. Honestly, we really don't give a shit if somebody boos us. Like, honestly, and basketball is one of the one sport, like football, that matters. This is like a massive booing. Like, it's a massive booing. All Ben Simmons would have to come do is do a couple dunks. They win a couple games. All would be forgiven. Philly fans are like that. They're just weird like that. They boo the football.
Look at it with Jalen Rager.
They boo the damn team every game. We don't want to hear shit.
They booed Jalen Rager until he almost cried and had his dad step up. But as soon as he returned to punt 39 yards, we were like, that's all we wanted to see. That's all we wanted to see.
Listen, only thing – I'm waiting on somebody that's – how many players are going to have to say fuck you guys before you guys just be like, you know what, like maybe we need to stop.
It'll never happen. We'll keep saying how weak-minded they were.
So do you think that everybody is weak-minded or that there's something needs to change with the fan base?
We just need every player to comes into the city to be like Jason Kelce and Chase Utley.
Dude, only thing I'm saying is those players are never going to win anything. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that sucks. Like, there's not that many Jason Kelce's out here. I'm being honest. There's not that many. There's certainly not that many Joel Embiid's. Like, certainly not. Especially the way the NBA is going. So you're needing a specific type of player to come here. Well, how many of those players actually win something? Because that's the next question you got to ask.
Right. But I can tell you the whole idea.
Do you want the tough guy that can take your punishment mentally and physically? Or do you want a guy that's going to fucking win games? Because I want a guy that's going to win.
We want the broad street mentality.
That sucks. And how many championships did that broad street mentality give you?
Not a whole lot there, Bob. Thanks for asking. You know what I mean? Like, it's – and you're seeing it, by the way, with a guy like Jalen Hurts. Like, he's got that broad street mentality.
He's a coach.
And even a guy like Lane Johnson, who is somebody – who is dealing with crippling depression. But he came out and was like, this is what I'm dealing with. What did we do? We were like, come on back. Come on back. We know who you are. Come on back. But Marcus Smith, who we drafted all those years ago, who was a bust of a first round pick, he went to, I want to say Seattle or Oakland, and I forget where it was. And they did a whole big story about him on the Players Tribune. And he's like, I contemplated killing myself one day.
In Philly.
No. That was his second, whatever his next stop was, because of the abuse that he had taken in Philly.
Damn.
But he took straight up abuse when he was here.
But my question is, are y'all proud of that shit? Like, if y'all wake up and be like, yo, we just a tough town. Like, people say, like, for example.
People are proud of that. People are proud of that. That's it's stupid.
It's the dumbest shit I've heard.
All we want to see, and I say we, the normal fan, is your best effort. You give us your best. Again, I bring up Jalen Reagor. Jalen Reagor has not been giving his best effort.
Or has he?
He hasn't been. Because if he's capable of that on punt returns, then he shouldn't be losing negative 3 yards on other punt returns. You know? Show up, play, and hold yourself accountable.
All right, question.
Jordan Mailata had a bad game 2 weeks ago. First thing he did is he went to Instagram and was like, I apologize. It won't happen again.
Okay. So, all right. I'm about to flip it. I've been waiting on this. I was waiting on you to say this. What gives Philly fans the right to do this?
Nothing.
Because I've been trying to think. For the last couple weeks, I've been trying to win. I was like, man, they got all these championships. Like, I can see Bulls fans being like that. I can see Steelers fans being like that. Like, getting mad that Ben Roethlisberger's held on for too long and we just kept him. Or, like, the occasion or like, a Warriors fan or any team that LeBron currently plays on. Like, what, you know, I can see that. Yeah, I can see somebody being mad about, like, hey, we're not winning. But the Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, the Flyers, they have two combined championships in the last 20 goddamn years. And you guys have the nerve and the gall to sit around here and say, you don't give us your best effort. We boo people, all this shit. Like, you guys fucking suck. Like, get out of here, bro. Like,
ready?
Go ahead.
Here's the answer to your question.
What?
Ready for how stupid this is?
I can't wait.
It's a two-part answer.
Oh, my God.
Number one, we are the only city.
Oh, God.
Whose fans are good enough to play for the team. And I give you Vince Papale.
Don't you do that. Stop it.
We pulled Vince Papale out of the stands. And he was successful on a football field.
Are you ready for this?
That's reason number one.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Reason number two.
I'm going to hold my mouth.
Is we are the home of the greatest boxer in all of professional fighting history.
Fictional or real?
Rocky Balboa.
He's a fictional character, I thought.
Doesn't matter. He's Philly, baby. That's my point.
I die a little inside every time you say so. Okay.
So we are a city. We are a city who is absolutely entrenched in stupid logic.
Hell yeah, that's stupid ass.
Rocky Marciano. Aha.
Aha. Rocky Marciano was the best fighter, hands down.
Aha.
What about Cassius Clay? Muhammad Ali. He's like, hey, if mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay. That's what she said. All I'm going to tell you is, I hear this, man, that 30 for 30s, all this. But if you go up to a group of Philadelphia Eagles fans, I've done it at a tailgate before. I went up to them and I said, hey, man, if you guys lose today, man, what's going to possibly happen? They said, oh, it's going to be fucking chaos, bro. And we're gonna turn up. We're going to punch a police horse. And then you ask them what they're going to do if they win. They say, oh, man, we're going to turn up. We're going to hit a fucking police horse. Like, it's the same thing. It's the same action regardless of what happens. So then you have all this whole group of people who says that Philadelphia has the smartest fan base. Oh, we know more about football. That's why we get more upset. Then I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. We caught you in the lie again, because what happens is when you have a good player, you do not boo him. You just say, hey, he's having a bad game, he's having a bad year, he had whatever. You guys gave a dude away, not even lying. Y'all basically gave Carson Wentz away for a pack of annihilators and some Skittles. Like, basically just the only worst trade in America in world history for what you got back for him was when DeAndre Hopkins got traded for the Texans for a dude that didn't have but one leg and was a running back.
Now, here's what I'm going to say. The Carson Wentz thing was a lot of him no longer wanting to be here, very much like the Ben Simmons thing.
But
right?
But why not?
But it's because Why not try Ben Simmons?
Why not just get rid of him? Y'all don't want him. He don't want y'all. It's like a bad boyfriend and girlfriend, like abusive boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's bad. It's 100% bad. But they expect a trade partner back for him. But my point with that is, with Ben Simmons, or sorry, with Carson Wentz, it's that he didn't want to be here, and there was such a regime change. And it was, look, he is this small town kid. He's going to do better in a smaller town market. And he's never going to win this fan base over. It's why I do not expect, here you go, here's my hot take of the night. I do not expect Jalen Reagor to be on this team next year.
Because what?
Because he can't ever be successful here.
You guys got Jalen Hall running around? Like, why is that a why is that a thing?
I don't expect him to be on the team anymore either.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
But he's such an afterthought. I think Jalen Reagor cannot be successful here because the expectation of the fans is too high. And that's what it ties into. The fans' expectations are too much. So when you bring in a guy like Bryce Harper, he's been here for a couple of years, and he hasn't even gotten us to the playoffs. Playoffs? He hasn't even gotten us to the playoffs yet. Playoffs? Therefore, his time here, oh, they're going to trade him. He's going to want out. He's a failure. He's a this. He's a that. No, he's not. He likes being in Philadelphia.
Playoffs?
Joel Embiid, right? Oh, well, you know, you got to put some people around him or trade him. You're wasting his prime. That I agree with. Just like AI's prime was wasted when he never got a championship. Now, is he still a Hall of Famer? Yes. Is he one of the greatest players in NBA history? Yes. Can Joel Embiid be that? Yes. But the players around him, he's not going to ever carry a team to a championship solo by himself.
But this is what this we go back to the same comment that we're – and this is what my thing about Daryl Morey is. Daryl Morey can put people, get you the names. He can get you all the names in the world. Like, don't get me wrong. That dude can go out here and get, if Jesus Christ was playing basketball, he would go at them. The closest thing we're going to probably have is Jesus Shuttlesworth. But, you know.
Yo, I'd pay to see some Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I mean, even though that was really just Ray Allen. I mean, we realized that later on in life. I did not know it was.
I'd like to see Ray Allen versus Jesus Shuttlesworth.
That is the same guy.
You ever notice they've never been in the same place at the same time? Aha!
We're going to get canceled. So it's Matt. It's a Matt statement. Matt is saying, easy to say when your team wins championships. Dude, it's been so long since I've seen a Steelers championship, dude. Like, I'm so far remiss from that. Like, only thing I remember now is just watching Ben Roethlisberger like be like a Evander Holyfield, just like fight way too long. He's just getting beat up by any random guy that comes up and wants to fight. Like,
yeah,
it's a sad thing to watch. But yet, we are not sitting here booing this man every game that he comes out and tries to put his best foot forward. Put Ben Roethlisberger in Philly. He's getting death threats. This Ben Roethlisberger right now will be getting death threats.
Like, is Ben Roethlisberger a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yes. For the rest of the other 14 years he played. Like, I mean.
Okay. And the fact he's got Super Bowl championships. I mean.
He's got chips. I mean, the only thing, the biggest slight on Ben Roethlisberger is that he played in played on the opposite division with, yes, he should retire. He should have retired.
100%.
He should have retired 2 years ago. But my biggest slight with him is that he ran into Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And Tomlin is just not a better coach than Belichick. And it's not a lot of coaches you can say that about with Tomlin, but Bill Belichick just happened to be the one. And if you got to go through him every year to get to the chip, it makes things very difficult.
Agreed.
So, I mean, that's his biggest slight, that he couldn't beat New England. And then he watched his best linebacker go over to New England in Harrison, and that was not good.
He was good in his first couple of years. What was he, like 11-0 in his first couple starts? Like, he was really fantastic.
Ben Roethlisberger, honestly, to be completely honest, Ben Roethlisberger changed the game, was one of the first quarterbacks to change the game. And one of the first quarterbacks I saw that was a bigger dude. They really couldn't tackle him. Even when they would hit him.
They couldn't.
He just wouldn't fall. Like, remember those years with Hines Ward? And he would just, like, they had Martavius Bryant. Yeah, they had Martavius Bryant.
They had Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
They had the bus.
They had Jerome Bettis. They had a lot of dudes, man. They had some dudes all over the place. Santonio Holmes.
And Santonio Holmes.
And Santonio Holmes. They had some dudes, man. It's just, listen, Ben Roethlisberger has had a plethora of players, and you know they're the wide receiver factory. If we, if there is one, like they can just
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, Antonio Brown, like Hines Ward. You can go back to Yancey Thigpen technically, if you want to.
I don't think I want to.
I mean, we know what his off the you know field career.
I don't think I want to.
Yeah, you probably didn't want to, but he played. But
I think the point is that we're making here is, look, Philadelphia. It's all really saying the same thing, and I know that you've been saying this for a couple of months now. As far as you know, you and I have been doing stuff together. We like to claim that we're a tough town. And depending on which county you're from.
Oh, yeah.
There's a different mentality of, you know, Philly toughness. You know, I was on a show about a year ago and I got pooped all over by someone who was like, Delco proud, man. How are you going to have a name with your jersey? How are you going to have a jersey with your name on it? You don't play for the team. If you came into Delco, you'd get beat up. Shut up. You're stupid. Who cares?
Sorry, Adam. I'm sorry about your money. That really
sucks. Yeah. I lost out on a fantasy football championship because Tom Brady put up a two-pointer. So I hate things. I hate things.
I hate it here.
But the point is that Philly, yes, we're tough and, you know, we're passionate. And, you know, if they bring up that we threw snowballs at Santa 50 years ago one more time, I'm going to like flip the fuck out.
Well, stop doing dumb shit.
It was 50 years ago.
You haven't done dumb shit since then. Like, you punched the police.
We have, but we haven't done it. We haven't thrown snowballs at Santa. And, you know, if you're dressed as Santa Claus, make sure you get out of here safely.
You fought an NBA player that plays in your city because he likes the Washington Redskins. That was recent.
Yes, but yesterday Seattle threw snowballs.
Seattle also sucks. Like, come on now. That's a dumpster fire if I've ever seen one now. Also, another known franchise for making bad mistakes, the Marshawn Lynch not giving him the ball in the Super Bowl. Come on, man. Easily probably the worst decision ever made.
I gotta share this with you right now because it's making me giggle.
We're gonna get canceled. Oh my god. Peter is coming towards us.
That is the angriest dolphin I've ever seen in my entire life. And
that is the scaredest man lady I think I've ever seen. I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know if it's a man or a lady. Yeah, man, I just can't, bro. I can't. I physically can't. I can't
miss. I feel like that's where we should end the show tonight.
Leave that up and end it right
now. My sleepy time tea is kicked in. So real quick, this has been the final Chip and Drip of 2021. Once again, I want to thank everyone who's tuned in. I want to thank everyone who's tuned in all year, who supported us. I want to thank JD for joining me as a co-host recently over the last month. I think it's brought a new element of fun to our show. Bigger and better Monday night things coming our way. As far as what's going on the All About the Birds Network, tomorrow is Burning Bridges. Jeremy Bridges, former NFL player, and he is bringing on Tamba Hali, former NFL player, former Penn State great.
Yep.
So he will be on tomorrow night. That's around 9:30. Wednesday, the All About the Birds weekly report. Friday, Birds, Beers, and BS. And then Sunday is Eagles' last pregame as of right now at the West End at noon. Hopefully, I will be there. If I can get a negative test between now and then, I will be. If not, I will be watching from afar. What you guys got coming up this week, JD?
Actually, we might be going to the hiatus. Like, I try to give my guys, like, the holidays off. It's just hard to meet up and do content. It is really
true.
I got three small kids. Like, my son from Virginia is here, so we got three running around, and it's just nuts. I love the holidays for that reason. Like, everybody's here, and there's all so much love. But at the same time, it's also stressful. So maybe, I don't know, we may have something going on tomorrow. We may not. I think we may have you three on tomorrow, me and my brothers, and we get on there and kick it. But I don't think it's going to be anything major this week, man. We just had Britt and Jess. They just finished up earlier tonight, so. Now we all hate this. We'll see you next year.
Don't tell the wife. I'm hoping she's asleep by now. I got the weekly pick off. on Wednesday with the wife. Forgot to mention that one.
Are you going to make her wear a mask?
Why?
I don't know. Does she have COVID?
I don't think so. She might. I gave her a kiss on the forehead this morning before I felt all death-like.
Oh, yeah. She gonna definitely. She gets COVID.
Oh, she definitely got the vid.
Oh, yeah. She gonna make your life hell.
Nah, she's been a good nurse today. But you can hear, like, even in my voice, like, it's dropped another 2 decibels over the course of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
I got that husky voice now. What was I going to say? There was something else.
I do have something to ask you. So we did my last show for the end of the year, man. What's going to be your New Year's podcast resolution?
My New Year's podcast resolution?
It's a pod, bro. We got to talk about that. What's your podcast resolution?
Continue to do cool things with, like, other people and other topics. So, like, in 2021, I did a big show on racism in sports. I'm going to do that again. I've tackled some topics that are, like, controversial, you know, the idea of the whole steroid use in baseball and whether those players should be in. I am currently negotiating behind the scenes a non-sports related podcast with my wife and Prince.
Oh my God. Sign me up. I'm watching. I saw him in your DMs, but I didn't want to say nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw him. You had to put your DMs up. You know what I'm saying?
I saw he's doing something. I'm like, I have an idea. And I threw it his way. He's like, I'm in. I get to talk about something that's not sports. I'm like,
I'm excited to see it. I'm excited for it. Let's do it.
So it's going to be fun. But yeah, just continue to do cool things with, like, really great people. You know, I feel like, again, you and I really only started doing our stuff over the last two, three months.
Right.
But it was always like, we were always kind of like circling around each other. And now we have this great show that I feel has really brought a lot out of me, even as a podcaster. So that's probably my thing. Just continue growing and doing more, even if it doesn't have to do with sports necessarily. What is yours?
Well, we run a pretty successful network. Pretty dope. And that's not really on me. I think my New Year's podcasting resolution is going to be give up some of it. I think giving up.
Delegate.
Well, not really delegate. I just think, like, it's not that I've like reached the point that I want to be. I just, my guys all need to grow. And I think the only way they're going to grow and we're going to continue to grow is if I stop being the, I don't need to be the face. The network has a face. The network has Drippy. Drippy's the face. I'm just the guy. And I think that was kind of the whole mindset behind it, is creating something that could sustain itself even when I didn't feel like sustaining it anymore. And I think I'm at that spot. Like, I do stuff with you guys, and I work, do stuff with On the Road to Victory. I do stuff with 4th and John sometimes, depending on what it is. I just this year I want to put more into creating better relationships that could have possibly be harmed by something stupid. I really just want to cultivate as much relationships as far as with the Philly content creators.
Yeah.
It's a lot of love out here. It's a lot of love to go around. It's a lot of people.
There's a lot of passion.
Yeah, it's a lot of passion. And it's like, and there's a safe space to be able to say what you got to feel about it. And it's after it's over, we can just hug about it and say, hey, man, well, I respect your opinion.
That's it.
And that's where I'm at for 2020. Like, I'm done with all this beef, drama, crap. Like, I'm too old for that shit. I got gray hair in my beard. What I want to do this year is collab, do meetups when everything gets, like, kind of chilled out, go to games with my friends, go to games with other podcasters, do live, like, comments and stuff about the games. Like, this is why we all started, Chip. Like, this is why we all started
podcasting. Yeah.
Like, why is everybody not doing it? And that's what my whole mission for this year is. I don't care if it's 4th and John, if it's AAT Birds, if it's the teams, other teams out here. I don't care what it is. We gonna just,
that's it.
Just collab and let's just do it so we can, you know, it's enough food for everybody to eat out here. I promise.
Respect it. So again, make sure you are taking care of each other. Make sure you're taking care of yourselves. If you're not feeling well, stay home, get yourself a test. I can tell you that one personally.
Yeah.
Make sure you're checking out all of our great sponsors. They're all links in the bio. Liking, subscribing, sharing, especially on our YouTube page, which we are trying to build that following since Twitter sucks. I'll get canceled from Twitter for that, but I don't care. We don't get anything from them anyway. Real quick, just because it's the last one of the year and I have to do something for JD.
Your balls will thank you.
It's even worse. Like, it's even worse with the sick voice. It's even worse.
Your balls will thank you.
Okay, I'm done with that. That's better. Emphysema cough.
I got bronchitis.
I'm
Chip. That's Drip. We'll catch you on the flippity flop. See you. Happy New Year.